You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2-Minute Time Lord, podcast number 210. The Rebel Flesh received nowhere near the hype of last week's episode. In fact, it got anti-hype based on fans' lack of affection for writer Matthew Graham's previous outing, Fear Her. Well, perhaps lowered expectations played a role in it, but I was pleasantly surprised by this episode, and I think there's a lot to be followed up on next week. I hope it happens. Our new Doctor Who monsters, the Gangers, if handled properly, shouldn't be monsters at all. At this story's best moments, the Gangers have more in common with their human progenitors than each other, and that's the point. You see, one Cyberman or Dalek, you really have seen them all, whereas we have the potential for the Gangers to be more like what they tried to pull off with the Silurians last year, a society of individual characters. More to the point, a society of us, albeit stretchy and oppressed. Remember the Star Trek The Next Generation episode, Up the Long Ladder, during which Riker and Pulaski destroyed their clones without compunction because, as Riker puts it, they, quote, have a right to exercise control over their own bodies? Well, the Rebel Flesh takes the opposite perspective, looking askance at how the Flesh avatars are being exploited, then giving the Gangers souls, as the Doctor uncharacteristically puts it. And now we have original humans and Gangers mistrusting each other, because the Gangers aren't simply pod people, they're as identical as the Doctor and his prior clone were in Journey's End. And here there's no quid pro quo, you take the universe, I'll take the girl. Here everyone's threatening each other's identity. The Rebel Flesh has so many analogies to real-world class struggles. The newly sentient Gangers could be immigrants, not only seeking jobs, but shares of the lives of people who were there first. And the most devastating thing you can do to an oppressed population is emotionlessly dismiss them as non-people, and their needs as not real. And for the first two-thirds of the episode, that's what we get. My fear is that the Rebel Flesh ends with war rhetoric. I mean, come on, it's only 10 people. And an on-the-nose them-or-us mantra. Is part two going to miss the opportunity and reduce all this potential to formula base under siege? They've got 45 more minutes to play with. I'm hopeful they won't waste it. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. Thanks for listening. Find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com, and you can find me on Twitter and Facebook as well. Have a good one.